This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said, the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic. He said at its core, there's trust, a shared belief in democratic values, and a shared commitment to progress and prosperity. The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU. He informed that a blueprint for cooperation on various issues has been prepared.
Trade, technology, investment, innovation, green growth, security, skilling और mobility पर सहयोग का एक blueprint तैयार किया गया है. हमने अपनी teams को एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी bilateral free trade agreement को FTA को इस वर्ष के अंत तक संपन्न करने का निर्देश दिया है.
In his remarks, the Prime Minister added, to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor.
Connectivity के क्षेत्र में India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, यानी IMEC, उसे आगे ले जाने के लिए ठोस कदम उठाए जाएंगे. मुझे विश्वास है कि IMEC Global Commerce Sustainable Growth और Prosperity को drive करने वाला engine साबित होगा.
The Prime Minister emphasized that cooperation on cyber security, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced. In her remarks, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen said that India is a like-minded friend of Europe and both are the two largest democracies in the world. She said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values. The visiting European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are looking at finalizing a free trade agreement by the end of this year. Addressing an event in New Delhi, she said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and she have agreed to push to get it done during this year. Ms. Leyen added that a free trade agreement between the European Union and India will be the largest deal of its kind anywhere in the world. She added that India and the EU have a historic opportunity to bring the India-Middle East-Europe corridor to life. An avalanche triggered near Mana in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand this morning. District administration is informed that around 57 labourers were camping near the place of the avalanche. Border Road Organisation Commander Ankur Mahajan confirmed that 10 workers have been rescued and work to rescue the others is underway. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rain and snowfall continue to affect most parts for the third consecutive day today, disrupting daily life. Due to snowfall and landslides, road connectivity has been affected in many places and all educational institutions are closed in four districts of the state for today. Our correspondent reports that tribal regions of Himachal Pradesh, including Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Pangi and Bharmaur, as well as the upper areas of Kullu and Shimla districts, have been cut off from rest of the country. Three national highways and hundreds of other roads have been blocked due to snowfall and landslides, and efforts are underway to reopen them. The Central Board of Trustees, CBT, of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has kept unchanged and recommended the same interest rate of 8.25% on Employees Provident Fund, EPF, deposits for 2024-25. EPFO, which manages the EPF accounts of over 7 crore subscribers, had increased the EPF interest rate from 8.15% in 2022-23 to 8.25% in 2023-24. The recommendation of the EPFO will be sent to the Union Ministry of Finance for approval. The interest amount will be credited to employees' provident fund accounts only after the government's approval. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan have won the toss and opted to bat against Australia in a Group B match at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. They were 118 for 3 in 24.2 overs when reports last came in. Sensex today plunged 1,414.33 points to close at 73,198.10, while Nifty tanked 420.35 points to 22,124.70.